USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House prosecutors have wrapped up their impeachment case against former President Trump in his Senate trial. The lead manager, Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin, quoted Thomas Paine's Revolutionary War pamphlet, The Crisis, as he tried to sway reluctant Republican senators.
Everyone who stands with us now will win the love and the favor and the affection of every man and every woman for all time. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered, but we have this saving consolation. The more difficult the struggle, the more glorious in the end will be our victory.
There's only a single charge for Trump in the trial, incitement of insurrection, after a mob of his supporters attacked the Capitol on January 6th. Five people died during the riot, including one woman who was trampled to death by the crowd. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil, and our immune systems are facing the most stress perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, and Natural Immune Support. This bundle of products, handpicked by me for you, is 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health. My energy is up. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Call Freedom Health Alliance 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Call now 888-910-0341 or visit freedomhealthalliance.com. 50% off freedomhealthalliance.com.
Six people were killed in a massive 130-vehicle pileup on an icy interstate in Texas. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Dozens of others have been rushed to local hospitals following the weather-related accident that was spread across about a mile of the icy roadway. Freezing rain and sleet fell overnight, causing for dangerous driving conditions. Police tell us several 18-wheelers were in the massive pileup, including one FedEx truck that was videotaped from the opposite side of the interstate, slamming into the massive pileup. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
President Biden has officially ended a national emergency declaration at the U.S. southern border that allowed former President Trump 2 years ago to divert federal funds to build his border wall. Biden said Trump's incorporation of the National Emergencies Act to get the border wall funding was unwarranted. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Investigators are looking into stock manipulations. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Federal prosecutors and regulators are investigating whether market manipulation or other types of misconduct fueled the rapid rise last month in prices of stocks such as GameStop and AMC Entertainment Holdings. Those fluctuations hurt hedge funds. When it comes to hedge funds, pollster Frank Luntz tells CNBC the public doesn't have too strong of an opinion about a hedge fund.
The fact is that this is an industry that's under attack. This is an industry that isn't trusted. People don't have faith and confidence in it. And one of the challenges is that they, quite frankly, they've got no one explaining what they do. And I don't mean lobbyists. I mean people who are responsible for saying, for explaining the process, explaining why they are important to the investment community, because right now, with Democrats in control of the House and Senate, you could absolutely see some sort of constraints, additional regulation, because that was key in all of this, that the American people want to see some sort of balance.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Twitter has permanently banned the account of the conservative activist organization Project Veritas, citing violation of their rules. They said there was repeated violations of policies prohibiting sharing other people's private information without their consent. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.